Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimel. Choychrin Nirin Min Hanochnim Bashvias. What does it mean? Choychrin Nirin Hanochnim Bashvias. Let's see what it means over here. Mutter Lishol Lachkar Karko Menachri Lachar means to lease, right? Choychrin means to lease. Yochel Yisrael Kabbalah Lobekach Vakach Kudim Lashon Sodah Hanochri Shechorsha Bashvias Lazor Lamotsoy Shvias. You're allowed to accept a certain amount of kurim, l'shana, per year, sada, steha nachri, the field of an anjusha, chorsha b'shvias, that was plowed in shvias, l'zoro l'mutsoy shvias, to plant in mutsoy shvias, shavaka shagoyim nachri, v'yav shagoyim l'nachri, l'achrish b'shvias, nirin, l'shon niroi l'chem nir, plowing. So you're allowed to, the goy is going to plow it, what are you going to do exactly? You're allowed to sublease nirin min anachrim b'shvias avaloi mi Yisrael. So what exactly does this mean? Mutli Yisrael lachar karko min anachrim l'metzor shvias. So the goy, he makes up with you. Okay, here's the goy. Look, the goy is wearing white.
Very
boys. See, and he's wearing dark.
What's going on?
So, no, he's white skin. But he's wearing dark clothing, dark socks. He's wearing white. He's wearing a different type of cup.
Okay, whatever it is. So what is he doing? That's the main thing.
He's telling the Yisrael. You're gonna see. No. The guy is telling the Yisrael, I'm gonna give you money. And you're going to plant the field when Shemitah is over. But in order for you to plant the field during when Shemitah is over, I have to make all the preparations. I'm going to plow the field during the year of Shemitah.
But it's the Nachri's field.
It's the Nachri's field. So but the Nachri, the Yisrael is...
Why do we have so many of these things around?
Because I smell. I attract. What's so funny?
Come on, let's go. Come on. Did you bring the copy yet? Did you bring the copy? See, it's not telling me about the issues of the car.
Choychrin nidin min hanochem.
Just like everything else. Let's say about what?
Choychrin nidin min hanochem b'shvias avloim Yisrael. You let it go and plow. The Nachri, this Gentile, will lease to a Yisrael field. Okay, he will lease the field, and he says to the Yisrael, when Shemitah is over, you're going to see the field. But the Yisrael says, but I can't see the field unless someone has plowed the field. It doesn't go. You can't seed it unless it's been plowed. So the Nachri says, I'll take care of it for you. I'll do it. I'll take care of the plowing. But the Yisrael says, well, what are you going to plow? I'm going to plow during right now, during Shemitah. So the Yisrael will be now plow during Shemitah. So this is money of business. I'm not bound by these laws. So here he's a participant in sin. He's a partner in sin. That's the question. Is this forbidden or is it permitted?
So it's the guy's field. It's not going to happen until after Shvius. The guy wants...
But the guy's
allowed to plow his field on Shvius. He's allowed to plow his
But
home.
The Yisrael is being an enabler. The only reason why the guy is plowing the field is because the Nachri knows that the Yisrael is going to plant the
but
field.
But he's not
going to
plant the field until Shvius.
But so what? But he needs preparation. So by the guy plowing the field, by the Yisrael agreeing to see the field.
And Yisrael is going to have a piece of the action? What? Is he going to have? Is he doing it? Is he doing it Kabbalanus? Or is he doing it? Is he a sharecropper? Or is he? Or just a worker?
I don't know. Let's see one more time. So, but whatever it is, doesn't make a difference.
Sure,
it's a part of the crime.
If he was making part of the profit, so you could say maybe that he can't, that he shouldn't be able to do this deal with the Yisrael. But if he's just paying him as a regular day worker.
Let's see. Choychrin nirin yachol Yisrael lekabelov nabekach bekach kurim l'shana. He's a sharecropper. A Yisrael is allowed to kabelov bekach bekach kurim l'shana. The Jews are going to receive a certain amount of the produce. He's going to get a certain amount of the core is the amount of produce. I should measure. A core is 30 saw.
So he's getting when is he getting this?
When it grows. Kach v'kach korin l'shana per year. L'shana. Stay hanachri. Fill of a non-Jew. Shechorsha b'shvias. Which was plowed in the year of Shvias. It was plowed in the year of Shvias. Lazara Lemotsoshri, see Afal Pisha Gurm Lenachula, even though you're causing, you're a direct cause, the Nachul Lachresh or Shuis plow during Shuis, period. Near in Lashem, near Lucham, near plow. Machazikin Ide Nachim, in Motsuch, in Mitsoy Choresh Yachalemel, if you find the guy that has plowed the field, Yachalemelo, Yi Yasher Koychacha, the Chayot say, Bachyase Bezem. You're allowed to say to the guy,
Go ahead.
You should be matzliach. You should be successful in your avodah. You should have a good day. How can you tell him to have a good day? You tell him he's doing things which you could not do during Shemitah. The shalom b'shlemam, the afil b'yam chagam, you're allowed to go and say shalom aleichem even there they're fastful. So choychem niwin min anochem b'shvias, you're allowed to sublet, or you're allowed to go and use the field from a guy in the year of Shemitah. So basically, all this means is that I don't have a better explanation, but basically means is that the guy is going to plow the field.
Erev
Shvius, and you're going to seed it mitzvay Shvius. Yeah, on Shvius, and you're going to plant it on mitzvay Shvius. Avaloi mi Yisrael.
Of course.
But not from Yisrael. You're allowed to be machazik. Today, the key word. The key word today in this generation is chizuk. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs chizuk. When you grew up, did you ever hear of this word?
I don't remember.
Give chizuk. We'll invite someone to speak and give us chizuk. Chizuk. This is a new dictionary word for this generation. Everyone needs chizuk. Everyone is vulnerable to fall into the pit of depression, and we need chizuk. Right, all the speakers.
Avaloi.
We want to thank someone for coming to give us divrei chizuk. You never heard that before?
Avaloi.
It's a new term. Didn't exist 20 years ago. Yeah.
Can push the button.
Avaloi de avaloi ayde Yisrael. V'shoilim si umachazikin. Yidei nachim b'shvius. You're allowed to give them chizuk.
Right.
Avaloi avaloi yidei Yisrael. You're not allowed to give chizuk to Yisrael. You're not allowed to speak. During the year of Shemitah, you're not allowed to go no speakers. No chizuk. V'shoilim shem. You're allowed to say shalom aleichem to a Gentile. Right. Even on the day of their holiday.
B'meidach yisham.
So we did the whole mission, okay?
Why did you bring that in here? That's like out in left field.
That's Derech HaMishnayis. Derech HaMishnayis brings things in left field.
No.
Yes, it does. You going to Taf Yom Yashabes?
No. Can you push the button?
HaMeidel Bazeis.
We finished.
Finished. We did. HaChoychrin. We did the whole thing. HaChoychrin.
No pictures, nothing.
Oh, we did this picture already.
No, this one?
No, that's next Mishnah.
Only one picture?
Only one picture. Choychrin nirin min anochem b'shvius, avaloi mi Yisrael, v'machzikin yidei anochem b'shvius, avaloi mi yadei Yisrael, v'shalom b'shalom b'midark v'shalom. Mishnah valid. HaMeidel b'zeisim b'shama emim yagoyim. Someone that's meidel b'dal. What does it mean meidel b'dal? It looks over here. It means b'zeisim b'shama emim yagoyim. HaMeidel b'zeisim b'shama emim yagoyim. Yagoyim yikotzis. Look at that tree. It's one of the chalolim. Chalolim, it's a victim.
Awesome.
It suffered from abuse. When I look at that, I say right away, abuse. Look, abuse.
See all these
abuse.
Healthy ones, and this has been.
This has been cut down. Abuse.
Pretty entertaining.
Hamedel v'zeisim. Hamedel v'zeisim means b'shamim yogoyim. Let's see over here. Megel v'shamay. Afilu k'shechoytetz eitz echad eni v'shay l'akoyim esher rashay. According to b'shamay, even if you cut down a tree, k'shechoytetz eitz, even when you cut down a tree, echad einu shay loikroim im shay roshay. Now let uproot from the roots. Has to still remain here.
You know, I take out the roots. This doesn't have to stay here, but you can't take out the roots.
Well, yeah,
that's important.
You always have to have a zecher for the victim.
Yeah, you can't take out the roots because you don't want the roots to be there. You want.
Matzuda says, "Hamedu b'zeisim kishazeisim mikuravim zelazel." When the zeisim, when they're too close, when this tree got too close,
right?
You're too close to the people in charge,
right?
You cut or take away one, you leave two next to each other. Because if there are too many in one place, it's not good. There's not enough room for all the, it's overcrowding. There's not enough room for everyone. So therefore, you have to cut down some of the trees. Wow, I'm telling you, the ideas. You cut down one, you leave two. So the other ones,
that's what they had to do.
So what do you do? Meidel, loshen shlif of asa. Meidel means loshen shlif, means to cut down, asa to remove. The yesh loshen dildol, it means vidalus. You remove trees from zaysim. You are going goimim umekatzeitz ilan. You only cut it down. And we can't say it's ilod umashir hasherish varitz, but the roots remain in the earth. Umashir hasherish varitz v'lo yisherish lagarmi. You should not abur lagarmi. Shelo yire ko'oived. It should not look ko'oived as ha'adama. You should not upur, because the abur lagarmi, it looks like the rubbing. If you upur lagarmi, it looks like you're trying to plow the land. Okay, then it does not look right. Good. So you have to leave. You have to leave the victim. You have to leave a zecher for the victim. Okay. Ubeis Hillel, Oimrim. Beis Hillel says, Yisharesh. Beis Hillel says you can mamish uproot the roots. You see that? Beis Hillel says you can take the roots out. Umoidim b'machlik b'machlik. Moedim b'machlik ad sheyagoyim. Moedim b'machlik agoyim im noitel shloisha zeisim zevis ad zesh machlik b'mnei hakarko. If you take out three, kishoikah sholosh aitzim smuchim akol moedim shemutu ligoyim v'asol l'sharish. Everyone agrees you're allowed to. Moedim b'machlik ad sheyagoyim. Ezuhan, what's called meidel, let's see. Echad oishnayim amachlik shloisha. Zebitzad zeb. Even amurim b'toch shloy al b'toch shol chaver av machlik yisharish. Umoidim b'machlik ad sheyogoyim. Umoidim machlik kogoyin im noitel shloisha v'zeitzim zebitzad ze. Shemachlik p'nei karka yoyser midai. Yoyimru that you're allowed to go all the way down to the bottom. Even Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to be Yisharish. Okay? Got it? Here's the point. You with me? You with me? You seem a little bit now, all of a sudden, you seem turned off.
What's going on?
Here's trees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 trees.
Two down.
Beis Hillel says, if you take one or two, you can take out the roots. No one's going to suspect that you're trying to work the land. But Beis Hillel agrees that if you take down three, 1, 2, 3, then you're now going to take out the roots. Why? Because when you have three next to each other, then it looks like you're trying to make the land nice, prepare the land for work in the year of Shavuot, which is forbidden. So Beis Shammai says, you're not even allowed to take down to uproot even one. Even one. What? Even one, you have to build Yagam. What?
That was Beis Shammai.
You want to cut down b'shami yogoyim. If you want to cut down trees because there are too many trees.
Cut down tree, or is it to uproot?
The word meidel means to remove.
It means to remove.
To remove, olive trees.
The stump over here.
No, so that's what yogom. Yogom means there are two words to uproot. There's yogom and yisharesh. Yisharesh means to uproot.
It didn't say yisharesh. It said madel.
No, that's a different word. The meidel means to make less. Hamedel means you have a bunch of trees in the field and you want to make less. There are too many trees. Overcrowding. Right? So you want to get rid of a tree.
Snuff out one.
So you have different options. You can uproot it, take out the roots, like from the shiroshim.
You're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree anyway.
What? When there's a purpose. When there's a purpose, because it's going to kill all the other trees. So then you can be either it's yogoyim, or it can be yisharesh. I really got to go to the base, I keep saying. I'm really sorry.
No problem.
I'm really, really sorry.